Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever heard radio and television preachers who promise you constant good health and a substantial share of the nation's wealth? If you live for God and give generously into certain television ministries, God will prevent you from getting sick and make you wealthy. As Jim Baker used to say before he learned better, God does not want any sick kids or poor kids. My friends, there is something fundamentally wrong with the so-called health and wealth gospel. It is false, inexcusably false. It is a blatant repudiation of many biblical passages. If time permitted, I could read you dozens of passages which contradict this false and misleading philosophy. But I shall take time to read just one. The Lord our God said to the Israelites through Moses, "When you are in tribulation, and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Lord your God, and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord your God is merciful God. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore unto them." Deuteronomy 4, 30 and 31. Did you notice that the Lord did not say, "If you are in tribulation or distress"? He said, "When you are in tribulation." God knew what lay ahead for his people. He knew they would encounter enemies like the Hittites and the Philistines, who were determined to remove Israel from the face of the earth. God also knew the Israelites would bring trouble and heartaches on themselves by their ungodly and rebellious behavior. The Israelites would face just about every hardship the human mind can imagine. We know from reading the Old Testament that this prediction was absolutely true. But there was good news as well as bad news for the Jews. In their time of distress and tribulation, they had one on whom they could always depend, the Lord God Almighty. He did not want his people to suffer, but he knew they would because of their own misbehaving. So he promised to look after them and provide for them if, and only if, they would turn to him for forgiveness and guidance. They had to be obedient to his voice. Actually, there is nothing unusual about God's message to the Jews. Several hundred years later, the great prophet Isaiah had the same message for God's people. "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Isaiah 1, 18-20. Christians are neither promised material wealth or physical health, but we do enjoy many great and precious promises. "For he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile." 1 Peter 2:10. If we fail to love God and to live by his will, we can know that punishment awaits us in the life to come. "The God we serve," Moses said, "is a merciful God. He wants to take care of us and provide for our every need, not necessarily our every want. He will not forsake us nor destroy us. He will not forget the covenant he has made with us." Deuteronomy 4, 31. Do these promises remind you of what God said to us through the book of Hebrews? "Let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may say boldly, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me." Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Are you giving your life to God? If not, will you not obey him today? Thank you, and may God bless you.